I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Warning, warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a moment, we will play audio from the Fox News Channel this morning. I was on for about a minute. Is it worth it to get out of bed early? And what do you guys think? Is it worth it to go downtown to a studio and be on Fox News for 1 minute? All right. I'm getting nods yes. But you guys are not the ones who had to get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning. So we'll play that audio. It's about the tragic story of a Denver public school giving condoms and steroids to young girls, the birth control pill, which is steroids. They wouldn't give it to their football players. And the abortion pill, the morning after pill. So they've graduated, right? The kids are not old to graduate, but the schools have graduated them from condoms to birth control pills, which, by the way, will not protect the girls from HIV, right? To the abortion pill now, the morning after pill, plan B. That's what they're giving kids at a Denver public school beginning at ages 11 and 12 on up. What's the oldest kids in Denver public schools? 26? Waiting to graduate? Oh, no, they stop that, right? They just push you on through. Whether you could read or not, you get promoted. So I was on Fox News to make a few comments about that tragic situation. And so we'll play that audio. And then also with Glenn Beck becoming as prominent as he is, the spotlight is now turning on him. And a lot of people think he's Christian, conservative, pro-life, pro-family. Well, for example, Accuracy in Media is quoting Glenn Beck, as he said to Bill O'Reilly, and as he's been quoted in the Washington Post, that he thinks that homosexual marriage is, you know, okay. It's not something we should fight because it's just not hurting anybody. Homosexual marriage. Now, God made us male and female, right? So forget that. That's out. You can't even argue that among conservatives anymore because they'll think you're an extremist. And Glenn Beck is pro-life with exceptions. And his church's website has five exceptions to do not kill a child. Their official church teaching, there are five exceptions. Do not kill a child except for this or this or this or this or this. That's how God gave it in the Ten Commandments, right? He said, thou shalt not murder except for this or this or this or this or that. But other than those, thou shalt not murder. And I made them male and female, except for on Fox News, where you could get married. So what's happening is conservatives are today, the conservatives of today are the left wingers of yesterday. That's real normal. I mean, Glenn Beck, he almost worships the founding fathers. And why not? They're going to be God someday, aren't they? Why not? He almost worships the founding fathers, and they would turn in their grave, even the liberal ones, if they knew that conservative leaders were saying homosexual marriage is okay. I mean, Thomas Jefferson was the governor of Virginia when the law was the death penalty for homosexual behavior. That was the law. And he was a liberal, and he thought that homosexuals who are convicted should be castrated. That was his idea. And so could you imagine how far we've slid from Thomas Jefferson to a standard bearer, Glenn Beck, who thinks homosexual marriage is okay. Not something you should get worked up about. Not something we should worry about. It's not hurting anybody. It's nothing the government should concern itself over. Wow. So let's go now to the audio from this morning on Fox and Friends. And this is with host Julia Huddy. So let's hear. It's real brief.
Now, students as young as 11 years old will now be able to get contraceptives through their school in Denver, Colorado. The Bruce Randolph School is the first in the area to provide birth control, but some parents say the school is overstepping its role. Bob Enyart is with Colorado Right to Life, and Lori Castillas is from Colorado Youth Matter. Thank you both for joining us today. Bob, we're going to start with you. You were an administrator back at a school that did this. How did that turn out?
Julia, this fails because it's wrong. Adams City High School, a Denver suburb, tried this. The pregnancy rate went up 40%, and the headlines nationwide were 108 babies born in one school year. It's a tragedy. God did not make 14-year-old girls to be used by boys. This is a mistake.
But the fact is, in Denver, 41.5 out of every 1,000 girls, 15 to 17, have babies. That's a pretty high number.
The major reason for that is that our school curriculum today all over the country is officially godless. Kids are told that they're animals, that they've evolved from animals, and then we shouldn't be shocked when they behave like animals. We need to teach kids that they're special. Girls are worth waiting for. They're worth waiting until marriage. They're not there to be used by boys. And this policy...
Real quick, go ahead. This policy.
All right, and that's the end of this.
Okay, Lori, let me just get...
The satellite delay, and so she went to the opposition from Colorado Youth Matter, and so then I paused, and with satellite delay, that was the end of the time allotted for the discussion. Well, the things I said were just so hateful to the left. Media Matters, for example, you know about Media Matters, the left-wing media watchdog group. What I said was just so hateful, they're apoplectic today. They are beside themselves with anger, and so they're talking about Fox News Channel, extremist guest, convicted child abuser, and they go on to, they quote me here. Now, obviously, I said things that are really rotten, right? Like, we need to teach kids that they're special. Girls are worth waiting for. They're worth waiting for until marriage. They're not there to be used by boys. I could see how Media Matters would see that as hateful. Can't you see it? They're apoplectic because they worship dirt. They're dirt worshipers. They reject the creator God, so they worship the creation, Mother Nature. They think we are animals. They think we've evolved from animals. So to them, either Charles Darwin is their God or evolution is their God. The Big Bang is their God. When Ted Turner at CNN does a news story. I mean, we're talking a news story about another comet that's been discovered. They play organ music like in a cathedral during the news story. Cheryl and I were in traffic. It was pouring down rain in the Denver Tech Center. And top of the hour, we put on CNN News, radio news. And they're talking about a new comet that was discovered. Some amateur astronomer. And they're given the report, and there's organ music behind the story. And Cheryl and I, we said, what's with the organ music during the news? What's going on? And it dawned on us, we're in church. We're in church. To them, that is their God. We are all stardust, you know. We were made by the Big Bang. Now, comets are water, ice, dirty snowballs from Earth. So I don't know how the Big Bang makes comets, but comets came from Earth. But we were in their church. They worship the stars or the Earth or whatever they think was their creator. So chimpanzees, animals, dirt. I guess it all comes from dirt originally, right? God says that he made us from the dust of the earth. And pretty much everything we use comes from the ground, right? Dirt, for the most part. Food, plants, our clothing, shelter, guitar strings. One way or another, it comes from the ground for the most part. But they worship dirt. They worship the ground. They worship the earth. They worship the stars, the sun and the moon and the stars, because they reject our personal creator God. And so the way they're wired, they got to worship something. Not that they have to, but they're inclined. So they worship dirt. Or they worship the planets and the sun and the moon the way the ancient pagans worshipped Amun-Ra and the sun god. We haven't changed all that much. And so here's what, now in Media Matters, they've got a transcript for what I said that we just heard. But let me look at this again. They're pretty angry that Fox News allowed Bob Enyart to be on the air. Now, these are the beautiful people. They're the liberals. They believe in free speech, tolerance, diversity, respect for all opinions. There's no such thing as right or wrong. It's all relative, right? Except for Christians who take the Bible literally. They're the only ones who are absolutely evil. Well, I didn't think you believed in absolute right and wrong. We don't, but the Christians are absolutely evil. So, here's the transcript. Bob Enyart, Juliet, this fails because it's wrong. You know, the public schools, they give out birth control, contraceptives, and you realize those things are different, right? Contraceptives, that's one genre of products, and birth control is another. A contraceptive, if we're going to be honest in our speech, contraceptive is something that prevents conception. Birth control is something that prevents birth. So you have contraceptive does not kill a child, but many forms of birth control will kill the child. You could use abortion, surgical abortion, as birth control. That's its most common use. You could use chemical abortifacients like the morning after pill and RU486ing people and the 5-day after pill now, the week after pill. You could use all of those. And by the way, some people say the week after pill doesn't kill a living embryo. Well, how's that possible? How's that possible? How long could a sperm live in a womb, in a fallopian tube? 5 days? Boy, that'd be, the thing would need a cane in a wheelchair. 5 days. So, of course, the five-day, the week-after pill is an abortifacient. But so they're giving kids from age 11 up at through the Denver public school system, they're giving them condoms, steroids that they would not allow the senior football players to take. Senior football players would not be allowed to take steroids, but young girls are popping them like candy. Popping them like candy, and now they could get it from the school clinic. How's that? And they're also giving the morning after pill, which is the birth control pill steroid on steroids. So they're giving them steroids, but what, 10 times the dosage for the morning after pill to kill the baby after he's conceived or she's conceived. All right, so here's, so I point out, so why does it always fail? These systems always fail. Well, they fail because they're wrong. When something's wrong, then no matter what it looks like on the surface, it's going to fail. Like if you're trying to pay your mortgage and you're having a hard time, you got two jobs, and you figure if you rob the bank, you could pay your mortgage. Well, on the surface, that could work. But you will be a failure. You will fail because it's wrong. It doesn't even matter if you're able to pay the bills. It's wrong, and you will be a failure. Your sin will find you out. It all comes down. There is a reckoning because there's a God who created us and has decreed that there will be a judgment day. So I say to Julia, I don't like starting out saying it's going to fail, because that might be just because they're too stupid to figure out something that would succeed. But it's not going to fail just because they're not smart enough. It's going to fail because they're doing something wicked because they're in rebellion against God. That's what's going on. And so people who want to give condoms to 12-year-old girls are in rebellion against God, and they like doing that because it expresses their rebellion against God. That's why they like it. Inside, they might get sick at the thought of doing that, but their hatred for God is greater than their love for the 12-year-old girl. So let her destroy her life. Let's green light this. Let's give her birth control pills at 11 years old. It won't protect her from syphilis or gonorrhea or human papillomavirus or HIV. It won't protect her from any of those. And if she's on the pill, her boyfriend, who has to be reminded to do his homework, he's not going to use a condom if she's on the pill. So anyway, I like to start out with the issue from the perspective of right and wrong. So I said, Juliet, this fails because it's wrong. Adam City High School in a Denver suburb tried this. The pregnancy rate went up 40%, and the headlines nationwide were 108 babies born in one school year. It's a tragedy. God did not make 14-year-old girls to be used by boys. And you know, at Media Matters, when you mention God making young girls and young boys, that frosts them. Nothing could get them more angry. Giving condoms to 11-year-old boys? 11-year-old boys. 11. That doesn't get them angry. Saying that God made them in his image and his likeness, therefore they are not animals, they're special, that gets them angry. Angry. And so the beautiful people who believe in tolerance and diversity and free speech and respecting all views and all opinions, they go apoplectic. And they don't want somebody on. They think that someone who believes these things should not have a forum, should not be able to speak. That's what they think. And given the opportunity, they would deny our ability. Did Media Matters come out against Colorado's, what was it, Senate Bill 200? That banned discrimination against homosexuality in Colorado, signed by the governor, that says it is prohibited to publish a book or a pamphlet or a radio ad that would advocate discriminating against homosexuals. So now we have Glenn Beck saying, hey, homosexual marriage, how's that going to hurt anybody? And so you think Glenn Beck is going to fight for the right of Christians to expose the wickedness of homosexuality? Or that whole issue is just swept under the rug? Peter Boyle just woke up this week and said, well, what do you mean a homosexual could go in a ladies' room? What do you mean? I never heard of that. It's like, Peter, where were you 2 years ago when we fought this bill for months? Where were you? It was in the papers. But you thought, well, it's homos. Anything homos do, it should be enshrined. They should be bowed down to. If a homo wants it, Peter wants to give it to him, whatever it is. So Senate Bill 200, he never bothered to read it, where it said that you can't publish, it is prohibited in Colorado to publish a book that would say homosexuality is wrong. It's banned in Colorado. To sell it, to give it away, to print it, to publish it, to distribute it. It's banned. Books in Colorado are banned by state law passed by the Democrats, ignored by the conservatives in the media for the most part, and signed by the governor. And Peter Boyle's like, what day is this? What day is this? Why did a homosexual go into the ladies' room? So he gets arrested, and the homo pulls out the state law that says, I have every right to go in the ladies' room. Haven't you ever read Senate Bill 200? You can't discriminate against me because I'm a homosexual. So anyway, back to Fox News. So this fails because it's wrong. Adams City High School in a Denver suburb tried this. The pregnancy rate went up 40%, and the headlines nationwide were 108 babies born in one school year. It's a tragedy. God did not make 14-year-old girls to be used by boys. This is a mistake. I would have said this is a sin, but they can't understand words that are less than four letters. So I said this is a mistake. The major reason, then I was asked, well, there are so many kids in Denver schools having babies. And Huddy asked me that follow-up because she didn't listen to my answer. Because if she had listened, she would have said, well, Bob, you're saying that the problem will get worse, not better. That would have been a follow-up. But to do that, she'd have to think. So instead, she said, but the fact is that there are a lot of students in Denver schools having babies. So I continued, the major reason for that is that our school curriculum today, all over the country, is officially godless. Now, could they disagree with that? Is it possible? Could they argue with that? You see, you're on pretty solid ground when your evidence is your opponent's strong points. Our opponents, they're proud that the schools are godless. So use their ammunition against them. So the major reason for that is that our school curriculum today all over the country is officially godless. Kids are told that they're animals, that they've evolved from animals. This really frosted Media Matters. In fact, Media Matters said they think that the reason our interview was so short, brief, was that when I criticized evolution, they decided to end the interview. That's not what happened. We started the segment 3 minutes later than was planned by their clock, and they had a segment to do after us, and it was the end of the hour. So it was rushed. Happens. So the major reason for this is that our school curriculum all over the country is officially godless. Kids are told that they're animals, that they've evolved from animals, and then we shouldn't be shocked when they behave like animals. We need to teach kids that they're special, not that they're dogs or pigs. You know, in Norway, Oslo, the Oslo Zoo, they have a new exhibit at the Oslo Zoo that says against nature with a question mark, and they're promoting homosexuality. And they say this exhibit has a political agenda because we are showing that there are homosexuals among animals. And, you know, that's a really hard argument to rebut. Because what they're saying is, hey, we homosexuals, we are like pigs and dogs. And I struggle to figure out how to rebut that. I mean, how am I going to refute that? We are like dogs. We are pigs. Don't you know we are pigs? I say, guys, I know you take offense at that, but guys, I agree with you, but I think you're missing the point. Human beings are not animals. You are saying you're justifying your behavior because you find animals that behave like that. There are animals that violently, forcibly impregnate others in their species. There are animals that eat one another while they're still alive. There are animals that eat their own young while their own young are still alive. What do we got to honor Jeffrey Dahmer because there are animals that are homosexual and eat one another? I mean, you guys, you're saying that there are pigs and dogs, and so therefore you're okay because you act like a pig. That's your argument? How do I refute that argument? You act like a pig. So I pointed out on Fox News, we shouldn't be shocked when they behave like animals. We need to teach kids that they're special. Girls are worth waiting for. They're worth waiting for until marriage. They are not there to be used by boys. And that was it. I mean, how much time did I have? 47 seconds? And I pretty much got the whole argument in 47 seconds. I don't know how much Fox will cover in a 24-hour period of fundamental truth, right and wrong, but I think they got their day's worth in one short interview. That was a day's quota for truth on Fox News. Because we have Glenn Beck telling Bill O'Reilly, as quoted today in Accuracy in Media and quoted in the Washington Post, that Glenn Beck said that we need to create a broad-based conservative movement. And so he told Bill O'Reilly that homosexual marriage, quote, doesn't hurt anybody, unquote, and we don't need to oppose it because the government should stay out of it. And WorldNet Daily's Joseph Farah is blunt, and he said Beck needs a lesson in how he is aiding and abetting the subversion that he's trying to expose. Pretty good, WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah. On target again. Hey, God bless you guys.